Well, some people have radar ovens and that sort of thing. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's not a little thing. It's more expensive than the whole stove.
Yeah.
And so that's about the only thing we have in our kitchen that we use is this toaster. You could put toast or a few biscuits in there, or you could broil a piece of meat in it or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a coin-operated self-service place where you might go and wash your clothes?
Oh, a laundromat.
Okay. And at home, what would you call a thing that has a lid where you put the dirty clothes in?
Hamper.
Okay. And any certain kind of hamper?
Clothes hamper.
Okay. And if you don't use a broom to clean the rug, you'd use a
vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And there's a thing that's attached to the vacuum cleaner that you have to change every once in a while because it gets full.
Dust bag.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call those things that some people have at home that reduces the size of...
Oh, compactors.
Okay, okay.
That's all right. I'm just going to turn the light on.
Oh, okay. What do you call the thing that you probably have out in the alley to put your garbage or your trash in?
Garbage cans.
What was that?
Garbage can.
Okay, and... What do you call these great big square things for garbage or trash that you see behind shopping centers? They have a truck, you know, that picks them up and dumps it.
Yeah, I see them. Containers, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Any certain kind of container?
Garbage container.
Okay. Do you have any other names for cigarettes?
Fags.
Okay.
Which I never used, but that's...
okay.
I've heard it.
Okay. What do you call the car, I guess you wouldn't call a truck, the car that carries a dead person, like, from the funeral home to the cemetery?
Hearse.
Okay. And,
A hearse, not a hearse.
Oh.
It doesn't have a T on it. All right.
What do you call the person who prepares the body for burial?
Undertaker.
Okay. And...
Mortician.
Okay. Sometimes they don't bury a body in the ground, but they might...
Cremate them.
Okay, or another thing they can do is just put them in sort of a building thing.
Or in a crypt.
Okay, okay. What would you call the whole building that had crypts in it?
Would it be a mausoleum? Is that the right name?
Okay, okay. Or did you mean that the whole building would be called a crypt?
No, not just individual crypt.
Okay. Okay. Talk about rooms of a house now. What would you call an enclosed room that's designed to receive the maximum amount of sunlight, like you might put a bunch of plants out there?
Sunroom.
Okay. What would you call an informal room just for relaxing, for watching TV?
A den.
Okay. What would you call a room that has a toilet and a sink, but no bathtub or a shower?
Half bath.
Okay. What all kinds of stoves and furnaces and heating equipment have you had in different houses that you've lived in?
And heating equipment?
Yeah.
And cooking stoves, too?
No, just ways to heat the house, yeah.
Ways to heat the house. Well, years ago we used to have just space heaters.
What's that?
A hose.